you, Director McGee. Next item is 894, please.
Authorize a contract with Standard Insurance Company for group life, supplemental life, and long-term disability insurance through June 30, 2019, in the amount of $2.2 million.
Colleagues, this is an annual occurrence here at Portland City Hall. This ordinance authorizes a one-year contract with Standard Insurance Company to maintain employee life, supplemental life, and long-term disability benefits for city employees through June 30th of 2019. This one-year extension allows the city benefits office to the appropriate time for a thorough competitive request for proposal process and implementation of a new contract. We have Health and Financial Benefits Manager Kathy Bless with us here to answer any questions about this extension. Good morning. Anything you wanted to say, first of all, before we...
Good morning, Mayor. Yes. Kathy Bless, Health and Financial Benefits Office Manager. The only thing I would add to that is the $2.2 million is a combination of employee contributions and city contributions. So the city pays for the basic life insurance and 40% of the LTD, and then employee contributions make up the difference with supplemental life insurance and a 20% buy-up on the LTD.
Yeah, good clarification. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Commissioner Fish?
So, Kathy, you and I have had a series of conversations about this issue because one of the things that happened in my life when I was diagnosed with cancer is, number one, of course, I had a pre-existing condition, so I began to look at the healthcare debate differently. Number two, there are limitations on my ability to get life insurance because of my condition. And number three, I became interested in the portability of certain benefits that we offer to our employees. So can you succinctly, for the council, remind us, with respect to supplemental life insurance, mm-hmm. because that's where the real dollars are and you can buy up to $300,000, to what extent is that portable when someone leaves city employment?
Sure. So the portability certainly has changed over the last couple of years, and part of that had to do with the experience of the coverage itself. So there was a lot of claims that were paid. There was an attempt by the by Standard to increase the rates and separate the ported coverage rates from what employees pay for supplemental coverage. So we have rates established as active employees. Those rates remain the same when someone retires or terminates from the city and wants to take that supplemental coverage with them. We think that that's an incredibly important part of the plan. An employee is paid into that plan throughout their employment, and we want to keep those premiums competitive and affordable as they transition into retirement. So at the point where Standard was requesting that we separate those rates and charge retirees more for their coverage, we didn't agree with that. We took then on the risk for that coverage, but in order to do that, we had to lower the limit. If we took the rate increase, we would have made the coverage unaffordable, and then individuals would have been hampered and had to lower their coverage anyway. So what happens right now is that employees can take up to $150,000 in ported coverage. They can opt to convert the coverage, the additional coverage, up to the $300,000 limit. They can convert that into an individual policy and then pay the premiums directly to Standard Insurance. Those premiums would be much higher. As part of this RFP process, we're hoping to get more competitive pricing, higher portability amounts back into the plan, and then also to add short-term disability options within the benefit plan. So we're hoping that by doing this really comprehensive benefit, asking a lot more questions than we would have been able to before, we hope to be able to provide that. And by going through an RFP process and offering a new policy, we oftentimes are able to offer a guarantee issue, so anybody that had missed an option in the current plan can then fold in and seek coverage in a new contract.
So just to make sure I understand what you just said, and you said it very clearly, but I want to make sure I understood it. Up to $150,000 is protected and portable, subject to the rates that have been negotiated with Standard?
Correct.
So in the chart that is attached to our council action item, if you fall between 55 and 59, it's 21.5 cents per $1,000.
Correct.
Multiplied by 150. So that becomes portable indefinitely?
It becomes portable. The portability coverage or supplemental life insurance coverage is term life insurance, so it ends at the age of 75.
Okay, so just to be clear, because the standard insurance is capped at $50,000.
For group life insurance.
For group life insurance. And given that the maximum amount of supplemental life is $300,000, what I am concerned about is that gap. And what I'm concerned about is people that have acute health issues that are leaving city service, that as a consequence of leaving city service, may be leaving behind substantial amounts of life insurance that's otherwise affordable. And I don't think we should be putting employees in that position, particularly because then the option is either not to separate from service or go on long-term disability with an uncertain future. And I'm not sure we want people to have to meet that Hobbesian choice. So what I would like to work with you on going forward is to make sure that people that are otherwise eligible for long-term disability, that have an acute health care challenge, are able to preserve the supplemental life insurance that they had when they were in service. And I understand that the standard has said that they want to lift the premiums. I'd like to know how much they want to lift the premiums if it's converted to a personal a policy. But to me, this is a fairness question. Mm-hmm. And it is hard enough when you are an employee and dealing with a significant and serious illness to layer on top of that the prospect that you would lose your insurance coverage. And your insurance coverage is vitally important here. We're talking about taking care of your survivors if you have a terminal illness. And it seems to me that putting someone in a position where they have at least a 50% decline in available health insurance and an unaffordable portable plan is not in our best interest. I don't know how many people are affected by that, but, Mayor, I think this requires significant focus. And I volunteer, since I have a different perspective on this issue with battling cancer, on some of the dynamics, but I don't think employees should have to make these choices.
I think it's a very important issue that you've raised, and I was not completely aware of that gap, and I appreciate you raising it, and I'm sure that there are a number of employees that are facing exactly that circumstance, so I would applaud and appreciate that kind of a partnership to see what's available.
Yes. As part of the RFP process, we have a series of questions that are directly related to how we protect benefits for employees. I'll make sure that we articulate.
And thank you, Kathy. You've been very responsive.
That's great.
In my conversations. But I'm also interested in what our experience has been at that intersection of people that have to choose between long-term disability or who simply separate service. I'm not sure there's a lot of people who fall into this category. And then I'm interested in for how long and at what cost we can maintain the preferred rates on supplemental life. Again, there seems something cruel to, on top of dealing with a serious health challenge, on top of worrying about the impact of that health challenge on your family's finances, being told that a supplemental life insurance policy that you've been paying for all along is no longer available to you, that doesn't seem fair. And the truth is that the private market costs are prohibitive. If you start fresh for term life insurance, and after all, you have paid in and you have been playing by the rules, and I don't think on top of all the other concerns people have to deal with, that should be weighing heavily on them as well.
The one thing that I will say to that, it's not really a matter of choosing to have to go out on long term disability or not wanting to do that. One of the components of the long term disability plan is that as part of the adjudication process of that claim, a determination is made for a waiver of premium. So the waiver of premium process says you don't have to pay for your life insurance, your supplemental life insurance premiums, or your long-term disability premium, and all of those benefits remain intact at the level that they were as part of this waiver of premium process when somebody does apply and is approved for long-term disability benefits. Now, that covers just a certain period of time, and then after that, of course, the reduction pieces are likely going to impact an individual who is within the long-term disability benefit. But there are nuances to
all. So I think we should look at those nuances,
and
we should cost them out. And this, I'm sorry for asking a very simple question, but does eligibility for long-term disability benefits impact at all the decision as to whether you maintain your current employment status?
It may, yeah.
And then, of course, that would have a differential impact on electives.
You can still retire, leave, and the benefit.
And be eligible for the long-term
benefits.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And, of course, this impacts electives a little differently.
It does, but you still
appointed.
Are part of the plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the mayor has said it's something he's interested in pursuing. I'm interested in looking at the various scenarios, the numbers of people that are impacted, and the cost of maintaining the benefit. And I would ask that we continue to have those conversations.
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you. Further questions before we open it up for public testimony? Is there any public testimony on this item, Carla?
No one signed up.
Very good. And this is an emergency ordinance, and the emergency exists to avoid undue and costly delay in providing benefits to plan participants. Could you please call the roll?
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Kathy, bless you. Continue to do outstanding work. Thank you very much. Aye.
Thank you. Fish?
Thank you, Kathy.
You bet.
Aye.
Wheeler.
That was a good conversation, and I appreciate Commissioner Fish raising that. Kathy, thank you for your hard work. As always, I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted.
You.
Thanks.